Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting.
We are podcasting.
Hey, before we start all of this, we have to tell everybody we're very excited because we're going back on tour.
We're going back on tour.
We have not announced the cities and we have not announced the name of the tour, but we are very excited because we're writing the show right now. This is going to be the show you want your girlfriends and you to go see.
Yeah, it's we're calling it Ladies Night. Yeah.
It's Ladies Night.
I think it's Ladies Night with an asterisk though, cuz you don't have to be a lady.
You don't have to dress like one.
You don't even have to be a female.
No, we're just saying this is a night about all of us being together and really celebrating friendship. So, and the thing is we've never done it like this before. We're only touring in the summer. That's it. So when we do the pre-sale, buy your tickets right away because we're doing about 7-week tour and that's it.
We're doing it better, smarter, more efficiently this time.
I think we did a pretty darn good job considering we were trying to make up shows that had been canceled.
Yeah.
And now we're just out to have a good time.
Yeah. So go to imomsohard.com for tickets.
And we're going to announce probably about right now.
Yeah. We'll put it on the podcast Instagram too.
You'll get it all. But it's just so you know, it's a 2-person stand-up show.
It's like this, only we've written down what we're going to say. and actually not all of it. There are parts of it that are improvised.
There are improvised parts, but we've been told a lot that it's a super funny night and that many, many pee their pants.
And we take it as a compliment. You've hurt some part of my body because I laugh so hard. And
And husbands are like, we didn't know you guys dealt with so much. And we're like, well, welcome to us.
Yeah.
Welcome to us and our lady parts. Yeah. Maybe we should call it lady parts. That's, you know, whatever. We know that's going to happen. Anyway, thanks for joining us on the hashtag I'm Mom So Hard podcast. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the TikTok. Addison
YouTube.
Me and was like,
I know they hate it.
He goes,
stop calling it the.
I know. He goes, you know, are you doing it on purpose? I was like, yeah.
A little bit.
Yes.
Absolutely. My kids lose their mind when I try to like always make something sound cooler. So I'll go on the yub tub. And my son's like, literally, it's like he's smelling something bad. He's like, that doesn't work. Are you watching it on the yub tub?
Are these your readers?
No, but they look like mine because they're so smudged.
Well, I ordered a 3-pack from Amazon.
These are mine from CVS. Look how smudged.
I ordered some that are so
look at
dope.
That.
They're
can't
all
see
like rhinestone readers. And I guess they're coming from China.
Rhinestone Readers like sounds like an album.
Rhinestone Readers is going to be the name of my memoir.
Right. No, it's not. That's not filthy enough. I'm just kidding.
No. When I'm like 88.
Yeah. Boobs and rhinestones.
If I'm still writing memoirs, if I ever write one. But I'm glad these aren't. I thought they were and my dog chewed them up. So one arm. But do you think I'm not going to have these?
That's all that you're going to find. The ones that are the shittiest are the ones that you have it at.
Yes,
like my sunglasses. I will never, mark my word, I will never ever buy an expensive pair of sunglasses ever again in my life because I've like owned 3. I have one that I've had for 15 years and the other 2 disappeared so fast.
Yeah, you might as well light them on fire the second
And
the
what I have are the ones I bought from 7-Eleven literally so many years ago. It's never ends.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm digging your sweatshirt, Jenny. You're doing
it's
a real
my
Kristen move.
Sweatshirt, but you know what? It's really comfy, cozy. And
it's
I'm going
comfy,
through a phase
I know.
Where I don't. I just want to be warm. I think it's because of the winter or something. But I'm like, I would like to wear.
I'm cold
pants
all the time. I know that's me too. Well, it's a slippery slope. I'm kind of a uniform girl. I'm like jeans, a tennis shoe, t-shirt, or button up. I bought a shirt and I didn't try it on. You know when you go get a shirt and you're like, I like this one. I'll just buy 3. 3
no,
colors.
I've never done that. Absolutely not.
So I did. And I'm like, why aren't they all made the same? This is slightly smaller. And I have what I call a smoosher. Like, you know, the regular bra that doesn't have any padding. This one has a little bit of padding and this button is going to fly off. It was very funny. Right before you came in, I was talking to Tony and my button opened up and I was like, oh God, I'm so sorry.
Me too, Tony.
I flashed
you. Me too.
You.
Sorry.
And
he's like, I'm unimpressed.
He's like, you ladies don't do it for me. And we're like, that's probably good. I was thinking of a story my dad once told me, you know, my mom is one of 13. Mm-hmm. And when you went to my grandmother's house,
ouch, that makes
I know, 13. She had 6. No, she had, I'm going to get this wrong, and every family member is going to write in. She had six, and then they had 7 years where they didn't have any, and then they had seven more, or something like that.
I want to know what that 7 years was about.
They were mad, or my grandmother was like, "You take it back.
She tied his wiener into a knot."
I wouldn't have stopped him. You would have been like, I'm planting seeds in the garden, so to speak. I need more hands on deck at this farm.
I mean, he was incredibly fertile. She might have gotten pregnant off the
toilet. I'm like, did you ever have sex where it didn't land? Like, dismount. If you went to my grandmother's house, after she lived on a farm, they moved to town in Sydney, Nebraska, and she had this house. And when you walked in, she had literally 13 8x10 pictures on the wall, and it was all of her kids. So like oldest to youngest, 13 pictures, and then there was a picture of JFK and a picture of Jesus Christ. Like that was what was on the wall. And then unlike a regular living room, because she had so many people, she just was like, fuck it. And she put chairs along the entire, it was like a waiting room. Literally there were just chairs along the, so you sat down and waited for your appointment. Yeah. And then my dad tells the story about how he, because my dad is one of two, and they were very, you know, like my grandparents were very demure and very sort of like proper, and his sister has special needs. So there wasn't like, it wasn't the same insanity that my mother's house is. And so when my dad went to talk to my grandfather about marrying my mom, he was meeting all the sisters and everybody for the first time. By the way, this all happened within 15 minutes.
Sure.
So he is sitting in that waiting room, and he, you know, at this point was trying to be like
super proper
and whatnot. And he said it was like a gaggle of hens, just like people, like my Aunt Rainey was running through with just like her underpants and pantyhose on and carrying a dress. And my mom was running through with just her bra on. And my dad was like, his eyes were at the floor, and my grandfather was just sitting across from him with a cane, like watching all of this madness go on. And I felt like, oh, my poor father. And then that's kind of why I'm the way I am.
That's pretty amazing. Like, that's such a different life than I – hold on. My dog. Sorry.
Your dog's your husband.
He's really asleep at the wheel right now.
He's looking up stuff on the Macintosh website. So is that what you would call it these days?
The Macintosh.
Did I just – was I
– yeah.
My God, Tony just was like, you're so old. So he just looked at me like, that you guys, do you have the newest Macintosh?
Well, now I just understood kind of why the Apple is their logo, because a Macintosh is an Apple. It took me that long.
Is an Apple?
Oh, man.
I could think that's confusing because Fuji is an Apple and Fuji is a film, but now it doesn't.
Oh, God, you just gave me a look like I was the dumbest person ever, but really it was
me.
I was like, I'm so ashamed.
I'm not ashamed of being not bright. You know what I am? I'm not pretentious. You know what I am? I'm not going to try to outsmart you. I'm going to have a real suitable conversation I'm going to bring it down to shit that we all want to talk about, which is like our favorite food, probably a body ailment, some hot guy, and like, I don't know, a good snack. Fuck off, everybody. I don't
need it. Good for you.
Thank
you. Lots of big words.
Thank you. Fine.
No fun at a party.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about the fun stuff.
Yeah. Oh, here's where it gets really hot.
So our topic for today is a really fun one because now it's from two different perspectives. Also, like a lifetime of perspective is it is Finn's birthday. He's 12 today.
Unbelievable.
So when this comes out, he'll be 12 for a couple of weeks.
Unbelievable.
12. 12 is such an interesting age. It's like it is kind of a world on its own. He, you know, 12 is a thing. So what did he want? Because he kind of goes to a school that's far away, he's like, I really want, and we've all lived as a, like, families together. He's like, I just want my friend Dashiell, Felix, and Linus to do sleepover. Just like Costa Rica, just so like Hawaii. He's so sweet. He's like an old man. You know, I told you, like, his favorite thing is to go to our local, like, donut shop where he knows all the women that work in there. He's like, I'm really happy because I go in there and they know what I want. And I'm like, are you 100? Like, it's darling. So we're going to do a sleepover.
That's big. I mean, it feels big to me.
It's big to everybody, but I'm not a huge fan of sleepovers. If it were not, it depends. Like, the one, like, asterisk next to that is our kids. Because we've been on tour together, we know each other, and, like, we're so close. It doesn't feel like a sleepover. It feels like cousins are coming over. It feels very different.
But it is Dash's first official sleepover, and he's so excited that he, when I said we're going over there 5 on Friday, he goes, AM or PM?
Oh, my God.
And he just asked me yesterday, we're 2 days out, he goes, I wish I could just be in a coma until the sleepover, and then I didn't have to wait for it. Like, I'd just wake up, and it would be the sleep. Like, he's that excited, and I get that feeling. Like, you can't wait. He goes, I hope I get lots of homework tonight so that all I have to do is just do it and go to bed, and then it's sleepover day. I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, Finn's excited. We're excited. Sleepovers for boys stutter step when I talk about gender, because it's not that I'm saying, like, boys and girls are all that different, because I'm saying my experience of a sleepover and what I've seen Finn's experiences of sleepovers are so different.
Yeah, of course.
I remember I hated doing sleepovers. Did you like them?
I hated. I remember I was going to stay at Kristen Peacock's house, and I can't say that, can I?
Yeah, that's why? Right. That's a great name.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But I wanted to really bad, and it was like I was going to go home from school.
How old were you? House.
See, that's what's funny. This was like second grade, probably.
That's pretty early.
I know.
It's weird. You just start to sense as a parent, you're like, are we there yet?
But I don't know if it was the first one. Like, we were doing them. And honestly, you guys, this is where I feel like a failure as a parent. My parents had had them. They had sent us to sleepovers. There had been, like, slumber parties. And I'm like,
I don't think our parents were very discerning. I think my parents would have been like, can she, if you'll take her for the night, we'd love a date night that doesn't cost anything.
You don't have kids?
You don't even have kids, Mom.
We don't care. Yeah. That's a free baby.
You just met him at the mall. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't really trust him.
Exactly. But I remember, like, going home after school. It was great to play for, like, an hour. And then about 4 o'clock, I was, like, desperately wanted to go home. And I remember, like, part of what was hard about it was I had to make up a lie to go home, which it felt really bad to say I didn't feel good.
Oh.
But so it was like double. And I just remember, like, not being able to, she was so disappointed. She was so disappointed at me for going. And I get it.
Yeah.
But I got in that car and I just bawled my head off. It was like such a relief to not
go home.
Yeah.
You know, and I think sleepovers, there's a lot of support out there that says you should not do sleepovers for all the reasons you can imagine. And mostly my thing is, like, I don't want my kids not to sleep, because that's a freaking nightmare.
Well,
like, I don't want to deal with that the next day. But I remember very specifically, I had two sleepovers with friends that I wasn't super tight with. That's the number one no-no. Like, these gotta be your, like, ride or die as a very young age. Like, your bestie.
I think it's also your comfort level with the family
parents,
in general.
With the parents, 100%. So I had sleepovers with two. They came to my house. And I remember this one. I was like, I've made a grave mistake. I have never worked harder to entertain anybody in my whole life. I was like, you want to go fishing? We'd fish for 10 minutes. I was like, what do we do now? I'm like, I am out. You are too difficult to entertain. I went to my mom. I was like, we're an hour and a half in. I got nothing. And my mom was like, you invited her. This was your idea. You begged and begged. And then one time I remember I got in trouble at school. And so my mom was like, absolutely no sleepover. You've lost that. Like, you don't get to do it now because you're grounded. You got in trouble. And I was like, well, if I just tell her we're still doing it, then you can't back out.
No.
So I showed up with my friend, and my mom gave me that. My mom had, like, really thin eyebrows, and they would, like, go up like
the 80s.
Like the 80s, like Disney.
Yeah.
Disney villain. Sorry, Terry. The Disney
Cruella.
Villain. And she would do that. You know, and she, like, looked at me and she was like, so my mom was mad the whole night. And my friend that was there was like, I don't know what's going on, but there's so much tension.
Maybe they hate me.
I think she was like, I don't feel good. And I was like, I don't blame you. It's not a It's a lot of ice cold feelings in here.
I do think it is a lot about like how you feel about the parents too. Like, is it a familiar family? Because like you're saying, it's Dash is going to be perfectly fine going to your house.
Totally. And he's if he's not, he knows that like he can come to me and call and we would I mean, take him home immediately.
Because Eleanor tried to stay at our house years ago and we both did
way too early. We tried.
Here's the deal. Moms and their kids speak a language. And like, I really thought I could talk to her and learn her language and see. I was like, what's going to make you feel comfortable? I was like, do you want the bed by yourself? I can have set up a bed, like a bed for Delilah on the ground next to you.
I was very surprised she came home.
But she just didn't feel good about it.
She's not old enough.
And Britt and I were just like, let's just take her home.
Just take her home. It was 11:30.
We did our best.
I thought it was a really good first run. Like, totally. And that's the nice thing.
There was no tear. At least exactly. When she was here. There was no tears. It was just like she felt comfortable to say, nah, I want to go home. And that felt good to me, actually.
That's what I think you have to have. Yeah. If you're going to have a sleepover, I really think it needs to be with people that you feel like they're second parents. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to be fair if you get in a quibble because you're going to.
Totally.
You're going to. Totally. You know that they discipline or that they.
Or they're going to side towards the guest. That's
yeah,
what you want.
Yeah. you know that's me. I'm like, what'd he do? Like, 100%.
But you'd be wrong when you have kids over, or when you have your friends
over. I also think, like, I want, as a parent, I want to know the parents. I want to know who's there, how they parent, all
my God.
That stuff.
100%. I never would have thought about this when I was a kid, but Dashiell, before this was happening, he was asking, could he do a sleepover with his friend Aviva, a girl? And I was like, huh. Yeah, because I know her mom so well. I mean,
I don't know.
No, I'm honestly fine with it. There's four girls in that house. Godspeed for them.
Yeah, she'll learn a lot.
I know, but I mean, she's like the third.
I don't
oldest.
Know that I'm okay with that. Eleanor has some friends that are little dudes, and I'm like, no one's asked because I don't know. I'm like really.
But at that age, what kind of hibbly dibblies?
No, I know.
Because I will tell you, I stayed at my friend Allison's
house.
Hey, man,
they're 10.
I was in the second grade, and all we did was flash each other all night. And that
girls of the world, you get them all together.
Yeah,
let me tell you,
filthy.
Oh, filthy! I will tell you, I feel so bad for my friend Danelle, who I grew up with since I was a baby. Literally, my dad was her dad's best man in their wedding, and that's so like, there were no two families. Also, I'm from a really small town, so when I say we knew families, it's like how you and I know each other. Like, but you lived across the street from each other in this tiny ass town. So you just knew people. And so Danelle, like, oh, man, I feel so bad. She loved to stay up late. She's such a night owl like you are. And if you know me, you know there's
not
nothing I like
owl.
More than a strong eight. Like,
who? Not you.
I go, I'm like, oh, man, we've already had dinner. I'm starting to get into my jammies. We're starting to watch some primetime television. I'm cozy on this couch. It's so warm. I'm
You're
near,
watching
my eyes
PBS
are heavy.
Theater show. What
and Danelle would look at me. Yeah, Danelle would look at me and go, "Don't you fall asleep?" And in her head, I knew she was like, "I've wasted my sleepover with this person." But it was, you know what, like, again, I knew the parents so well that, like, at 6 a.m. I'd pop up and I'd be like, hey, Barb, Dale, you guys having coffee?
Yeah, that's nice.
Can I have a section of the – can I have the funnies while Danelle sleeps until 10? I'll just hang out. And then I would walk home because it was four houses away. It was dreamy.
That's so sweet.
And I think our kids have that together because of this crazy thing we've been doing. And they were on – our kids think of the tour bus like we – it was the greatest – All they have is positive memories of that.
Yeah.
Not that that my son went to the bathroom in the tour bus bathroom and you're not supposed to, evidently, and that one didn't go great.
Listen, that's going to be long forgotten because the other day somebody asked Delilah, how did you like being on the tour bus? And she literally like
– she was like, I was on a tour bus? She was
no
too –
no idea.
She was a
like,
baby.
She's seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't – she has no memories of it. And I bet Finn might, but I would be surprised if Eleanor and
Dash
have any more than good fond feelings about it.
Fond
you know?
Feelings. They have – Eleanor has some very specific feelings because she felt that there were times that I was too affectionate with Delilah. Well, and that Colin held Delilah too much. And there was a little...
She was a baby.
There was... She was a baby. And Delilah loves Big Colin.
And oh my gosh, you guys.
Eleanor's off. You'd see like this cute, like Colin holding her like she's just like a part of, you know, there was not like, oh, it was like, all right, we're all getting off this tour bus. Yes. And Eleanor's in the background like
sneering.
Like just,
that's my dad.
So you bring up the tour bus and Eleanor's like, starts to, her shoulders start to go low.
Yeah.
She starts to get a thin lip. I get it. But we, you know, as we like go into sleepover mode, mm-hmm. I feel like I might not be the most fun for a sleepover as an adult version of myself because I'm like, everybody go to bed at 9.
Oh,
I'm going to do right by the parents.
Like, say we have a girls' weekend.
Oh, I, you know me.
Is that the kind you mean?
Yeah, you know, I shared a room with Chrissy. We were out by 9.
Yeah, she's like, let's party hard until 8:30.
I Irish goodbye so fast. Yep,
and then all of a sudden she's gone. And I'll come back and I'll come drag her out. I'll go, whoa, 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 whoa. Somebody's always got to have eyes on her or she just ninjas. And like, you don't know where she's at. I'll go in and get her.
Well, I know
she won't even tell me her room number sometimes because she knows I'll be like,
yeah, Jen's like,
nah,
kicking off I always know when shit's about to go down because Jen's like, got a glass of Chardonnay, and she's got a glass of Chardonnay, and she's like, taking off her shoes. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, no.
If I'm going to dance, I need good
we're
balance.
We're 10 steps from a casino. This is, so then I'm like, I'm just going to go buy.
Where's the bathroom? And I'm like, bullshit, something. You are.
She's
stop
like,
right
stop
right there,
right
Kristen.
There. You're not There's, going anywhere.
Yeah, she does. She goes to bed early. Yeah.
I go to bed early. So now that we're about to have a sleepover, I'm thinking to myself, A, I'm side of the parents. I'm team parents here.
Okay, well, let me tell you who's also team parent, and that is Dashiell McAdams. He's going to be like, hey, Miss Sweeney, let's read some books and cuddle up and go to bed early.
It's a dream. And then I told my son, who, by the way, is 100% me. That guy goes and goes and goes, and at 8 o'clock, his little eyes start to get heavy, and he wears his silk pajamas. And I'm like, I know you. We are cut from the same cloth, my friend. You are cozy and you are tired. So I told him, I said, Finn, you cannot stay up late. We are like hard out at 10. And if you guys are not asleep, I'm going to put you in different places to sleep. Cause like I cannot have, I remember a sleepover, Jen. This is honest to God truth. This tells you when we were raised.
Might have been the '80s.
It was definitely the '80s. My mom was not 100% about this sleepover. She was like, I could tell. Listen, I remember hard pressing my mom about a lot of these. She's like, I don't know. And I remember her specifically saying, like, I don't know this person's mom very well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Mom.
That's a polite way of saying they do a lot of coke.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of blow.
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, all of my friends except for Lynn – because Lynn's parents said no. So then my mom was like, well, if Lynn's parents are saying no.
Oh, hell no. If you're good friend.
One parent says no.
You're like.
But I worked her, and finally she said yes.
Ooh.
And so we showed up to this slumber party. There were 12 or 13 girls show up. I don't know the girl very well. And I remember being like, oh, I don't know her very well. But I did know a lot of the people there. And within, literally the mom came in and was like, okay, this is where you're going to sleep. Shut the door. We never saw her again. Literally never saw her again. The amount of drama that happened from the time she shut that door till the time my mother picked me up at 8 a.m. the next morning, which I had not slept. It
Holy
is
Moses.
Literally,
I
literally
was doing coke.
What, 100%. I was hallucinating.
How old were you?
I was trying to think about it. I think I was like 10 or 11.
I still okay.
Pre-boys. I don't remember boys being a thing, but I remember like, oh God, everybody hated everybody at one point in the night. We all like literally, it just was like knots landing through the whole thing. It was like, you're the enemy. We don't like you. You're the enemy.
We're team up at some point.
Just nothing but like snotty ass shit for like 11 hours straight.
Exactly. Well, that's what maybe this makes me like a helicopter parent or like the modern parent where everybody gets trophies. I don't believe in that per se, but what I do think is if I've got 9, 10, 11-year-old, certainly. They're like dogs. They become a pack. You get too many of
them
together. I'm not going very far from that
returns.
Room. Like, I'm probably going to sleep down there because somebody's going to have trouble.
Yep.
Like, you don't want to be far. Like, maybe you're going to be in the sofa in the next room, but just in case.
Yeah, I'm way too controlling. I'm going to run it like a prison.
And
look,
by the way, I'm going to answer to a bunch of moms the next morning. And if one of those kids hasn't slept and they got like a road trip or something like that, I'm not going to hear about that until high school. I don't want that.
I don't want that either. My mom, I remember my mom showed up and I looked at her and I was like, you know, those cartoons where like one eye is off.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, mom, my hair was like parted down the middle. And I was like, mom, I haven't slept and I kind of feel barfy. And my mom was not happy. That sleepover situation never happened again.
I got to tell you, here's what I expect. I expect them to eat poorly, probably not brush their teeth.
That's fine. I expect them
to stay up too late, but I expect them to sleep.
I know.
And
that's what I said.
Be nice to each other.
Be nice to each other.
Like, I keep a pretty low bar at my house when it comes to kids playing because I don't want to like be too involved, but it's like if there's something going on, I'm going to be there for it. You know?
My dad said a great expression, and once he said it, I was like, I love the way it's worded and I love what it means. He said, one boy is a boy, two boys half a boy, three boys is no boy at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
They get feral.
Yeah, when you have too many together and you're not managing, like, you don't have I'm not saying you have to have activities planned, but we are from the generation where there was nothing planned. There wasn't even a board game option. Like, it was like, let's show each other our body parts. Let's hate each other. Let's like each other. And, like, we didn't even have, like, the operational TikTok dance. Like,
well, it's absolutely, yeah, there was lack of entertainment, but they get like a clan mentality too.
Totally.
Where it's like the only way we can, this goes back to like the Scots and the Irish too. It's like, well, we only have one way to entertain ourselves, and it's to team up and fight.
You know?
So that's what they do. I do remember this though, and I was going to ask you this because this makes me laugh. I totally forgot about this. So all of our sleepovers were like pre-Blockbuster, okay? Blockbuster rolls into town like it is a Macy's. Okay?
Yeah.
That was a big deal. We had Applause Video that was a family
owned. That's a big deal.
Applause was?
Well, I mean, we didn't have.
I know. That's what I was going to ask. Small town, what did you guys have?
Well, it's really funny. We had a guy.
Like movies.
Listen. I said this in our book. We had a Pizza Hut that was open sometimes.
Yeah.
And
whenever they felt like being open.
We were like 2 years it was on, 2 years it was off. But we had a movie theater that is still there today. And they had a video store called Pick-A-Flick.
Love it.
So it was literally a corner. Mm-hmm. It was a corner of the interior of this beautiful old historical theater. And I remember like, my parents were one of the first to get a VCR, and it was had a cord remote. It had a cord.
Yeah.
And so we would go to Pick-A-Flick, and you always were like, who has Gremlins? Like, and they would be like the Zickman family. And you're like, well, come on. It's like 3 days. And they would call them and they'd be like, any intention of bringing back Gremlins tonight?
I know.
I'm like, I could stop by their house on the way.
You could do that at Applause Video. You would know who had it, who it was late.
And
they
you
would
could
sell
go
them out
it.
Like right away. But I should have known that your parents would be so cool, because your parents were cool, okay? You guys would have
But we were not rich.
No, but they were cool.
They were
so
cool.
You would
They're
get,
young.
Yeah, they were young. You guys, we didn't have a VCR for so long. And then you know what we got? A Beta.
You know who people that get Betas, they're like, we're going to outsmart this.
The quality's better. Yeah, that's what my dad was like. It's going to catch on because the quality's better. It's a smaller tape. It's just less manufacturing, whatever. Guess what never caught on?
Beta.
Because Applause Video, which was our town. Like, every time you go in there here's the deal. You'd go in on Thursday night because you could rent it for two nights.
Yeah, and so you'd get it over the weekend.
Yeah, so you could have it Friday, Saturday night and turn it back.
Ooh.
Shit, I just got so excited I spilled. It's okay.
That's exactly right. So at Pick-A-Flick.
You had to go on Thursday,
you'd go Thursday
for the Friday night sleepover
party.
Yeah, and then you could get, there would be like a pink one that was for Beta and a blue one that they had for the VHS tape, you know?
Yeah.
Because it would have, oh my God, it would have the box of the movie.
Right.
Like with the movie. And then it was like kind of laminated
or
covered
in plastic.
Yeah, and
it would slip off.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then you could, and they, that was like kind of like a library book if they had one in the back.
Yeah.
You would bring your thing up there.
I really
it was so exciting though, wasn't it? Because
it was exciting. I do think that was such a fun, weird thing to go. it just gave a little bit more pomp and circumstance to a movie night. You know, like,
yeah, I was excited. They'd have the popcorn machine going in there when you go in there to rent.
But Jen, when I went to the Pick a Flick, it was as big as this. Like, I would literally, like, my friend Ben was like running the counter. I'd be like, you have girls just want to have fun? And he would like, no. Like, you could call out. There were like 50 movies at best.
I've already seen Slapshot.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on. I'm getting all the same ones again.
Yeah.
And I'd get so mad when people would hold on to their movies because it was like my weekly thing if we did that.
Yeah. I remember getting scared to like look at certain
I think there was that section too, if you know what I mean.
No, there was behind the curtains in the class where you could go. But like, I remember like you'd walk by comedies and you'd see the Porky's thing and you're like, I kind of want to see what that naked lady's doing. Yeah. Like, I've got a lot of questions.
My dad was like, are we allowed to bring home Porky's? And my mom was like,
Yeah. Like, and there were those these parents that would do it when you were like, we're going to watch an R-rated movie. Can I tell you, have I ever been this proud of my daughter before? I think I forgot to tell you about this. So she had a play date over at her friend's house, and her friend texted and said, can Delilah wants to know if it's okay if she watches the Bob's Burgers movie. And I was like, you know what? I don't know anything about it. I go, we only let them watch PG if we've vetted it first to make sure there's no bad language or, you know, like we want to know what's in it first. And so I, you know, this is all over text. I said, she's not allowed to listen to bad language yet because she's still at that age where she will repeat it. And it's almost
love it.
She said damn the other day because she heard it in a song. And I'm like, why did you, she said, like, her face turned white. She was so upset. I go, did you just say that because you just heard it? She was like, yes. Like, I could tell she didn't need to say it. It wasn't intentional. She wasn't trying to. It was just, like, a part of the song, and it was, like, a part of the phrasing or something, and it, like, slipped out. So I'm trying to, like.
My kids are trying it out.
They're trying it. Well, Delilah's still younger. Yeah. And I sort of feel like I want to hold on to that thing I've got control over for now because it does make a difference that they are scared to get in trouble of a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes a difference.
Finn being 12, I'm like, I've loosened up a little bit, but it's easy to criticize me on that. I think I do. I've let the, I've loosened up a little bit, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but only, you know, freaking 2000s, a lot of comedies with a lot of misogyny in it. And I'm like, what am I okay with a sliding scale on them seeing?
You want to, like, let him hear a bunch of cuss words. Let him watch PG from the 80s. We tried to watch Goonies, and I was like, I should get arrested for letting my kids watch this. Like,
we've watched Goonies so many times. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yours are older, too.
Yeah, and I'm also just really like Goonies. I'm like, when can we watch this?
Well, and there's a difference, like.
Also, random boobs from the 80s. Any movie from the 80s is like just a set of tits at the 80s.
Always.
Here's where I go back.
It's a golf course. Why are there just knit topless women there? Always. But there were. I don't get it.
It has nothing to do with the story. Literally, it could be like Kramer versus Kramer, and it's a cut of them having like a really big marital dispute.
She's
changing her shirt. You're like, why do the boobs have to be in?
By the way, can I just say, when I let go of those reins because I have like hammered into them how important language is and can be and powerful it can be, I will say, okay, you make your own decisions, because there are words I let them say now that they didn't before.
Yeah.
But they like presented a case of why they should say it. Like, I know I shouldn't say fart in school. Like, I know, you know.
It's funny.
Well, not to a teacher, obviously. It's but really like
funny. So did you ever play that game where you're like penis and you would just try to say it louder and louder? It's really funny.
No.
You guys
play that with my husband. Were you like it.
Penis. Penis.
No.
So you have to say it louder, and then I have to say it louder, God, and then whoever gets busted. It's a super stupid game, and this is why really my kid has four infractions.
Well, okay. Anyways, this mom texted and said, Delilah told me she didn't think it – we started watching it and told me she didn't think it was appropriate for her. So I thought I would text you and find out, and I was like, thank you. I know we're a little bit – behind the times on all of this. And she was like, not a big deal. They're already on to the next thing. But I was really proud of her. I literally have never been so proud of her for like going, yeah. Because it sort of does feel like when she's 13 and she's at a sleepover and it's like, let's run to this boy's house or something like that. Maybe she's going to go, I don't, even in that moment where she's caught up, she's going to say, I'm not allowed to do this.
Yeah.
It was hopeful.
We have a friend who has a daughter who's 14 and she was just recently at a sleepover and not even a sleepover. They were just gathering. And, you know, that age, there's like the garage has been made into a, like, you know, a hangout. And yeah. Like you're giving a different kind of like, I don't know, independence where you're like trying not to hover. They're 14. Yeah. Like, you know, they're curious about each other. They're like, boy, girl parties are a thing. Like you, I promise I'm going to be the lamest person. I'm just going to make sure everybody's above board. But evidently she was at a party and they watched a movie that they all decided on that was really scary and yeah. very quickly became very like graphic and also very sexual. And she felt really uncomfortable. And so she texted her mom and she was like, I want to come home. And I think that's a really good indication of like, I don't have to stand up and like fight the good fight and yeah. make it a big thing. She just learned how to problem solve in a very cool manner. And I think any kid that can say that, it's really important that they feel comfortable with that. That's what I want for the sleepover. I would want any of those kids to come up and go like, I don't feel comfortable watching this movie. I was like, of course, let's change it for any reason that you have.
There are, especially with texting and like most kids over a certain age having a cell phone. I've read that there are parents that they'll have a phrase or a like
safe word
where they say that and all of a sudden the parents, it becomes their fault. So they're like, you need to tell their mom that I'm coming to get you because your uncle is sick or something yeah. like that. So it's off the kids, but the kid is communicated. I feel uncomfortable or something doesn't feel right about yeah. this. And then it's not the kid's fault. Like they didn't wuss out. It was the parent saying they had to come home for some reason.
Yeah.
And I think that's genius.
It is genius. You always want a way to get out of them. But I also will be honest, like at this age, I also want a way to get into them. I want to get into sleepovers. I think they're so, don't you think like for our age now, getting a chance to do a sleepover would be so fun?
Oh, like a mom sleepover?
A mom sleepover?
Yeah, of course that would be fun. Because
it's funny
would
how it changes.
Sleep.
As a yeah. kid, as a parent, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But as a woman now, like the idea of just going with a bunch of girlfriends, like when we went to that yoga thing.
So fun. You get so silly.
Those were it's dumbest, lightest drinks I've ever paid for.
They were, I know.
I was like, does this though. Even have booze in it? I was like, Are you telling me I'm going to bring a flask?
I've had like 4,500 calories and I'm not even tipsy.
I know. I'm just
all
bloated.
These cucumber drinks.
Yeah.
But I do think there's something about getting punchy and
it's
you
so
have those
fun.
Late night conversations and they get so honest and you talk about what you love and you just, I think.
That comes with a little age. Isn't it fun though that that's like. I think as we get older, as women, sleepovers become more fun. Also, you don't give a shit. Like, you've got somebody that aligns with you. Like, you're like, I know you like to stay up late, so I'll hang out with you. And I know you like to go to bed early, so I'll hang out with you.
And also, you can fall asleep on that couch and fart, and you're in a safe zone, girl.
Yeah, and we're going to still laugh. Yeah. And, like, we expect a little wind. You've relaxed. 100%.
Yeah.
You've been stressed.
That just shows us that you trust us and you feel safe. And that's a compliment.
It is.
To this friendship.
I tooted in. Period.
You just stop right
Full
there.
Full stop.
I know. My good friend Lori Godfrey, and she's at our Phoenix show.
Oh, yeah.
She's so fun. So her house, I don't know, her mom, single mom parents, like divorced parents, you know, she was the bravest woman ever because she would let her have these sleepovers that were like 20 girls.
No, man.
Like 12, 13-year-old girls, but they had it dialed
in. It's
like
running a juvenile detention center.
I don't know. She also was like, well, I'm not going to order a bunch of pizzas. She was like, you're all getting chilly. Speaking of farts, but you know what? We didn't care. You didn't eat anything, but like.
You know why she did that? Because it's cheaper. Because pizza.
She's so smart. I know.
You know what? Pizza's kind of expensive
these
days.
And you know you're not going to get the kind that everybody can agree on. So why even try?
Oh
right?
my God.
You just get chili. But like, it would be movie after movie. And I wrote down the favorite ones because I think we watched the same ones every time. Like, it was seriously there.
Oh, that's a fun thing. Like, what were the movies?
Okay. Always Grease. Always Grease 2.
Oh. I thought that was the name of it. Always Grease. I was like, there's a prequel?
No.
Grease. Grease.
Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Streets.
Always.
And it was almost like you would sit there and tolerate it for as long as you could, and then you would want to go, like, into the kitchen and talk to the parents, like, where there was light.
Nightmare on Elm Street did me in. I will admit, I was a little older, and it was Danelle's fault. I blame her. She had zero fear, and I saw Nightmare on Elm Street, and I was like, well, there you have it. I will never sleep again. And I slept with my parents for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh,
and I'm telling you, I think I was as tall as my mom at this point.
No, well, that, I mean.
I was like, everybody get comfortable.
You're tall next to her. But
and
still.
Also, Terry doesn't make it comfortable to go in and say you want to sleep in bed with them.
Well,
they're not like,
I get it, you.
She's like, I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew it.
No, she did. She did. I know. Absolutely. She was so 1,000% right. Because I remember watching Nightmare on Elm Street over there. And I remember thinking to myself, what in the good goddamn, some adult letting me watch this movie for? This is reckless behavior. I'm not going to sleep. I think it was years before I could get a shower without, like, having a panic
Can
attack.
Can we also agree? I don't think there's any story as scary as Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, you're like, no
you're
escaping
just
it.
You can't go to sleep.
There's no escaping
One,
it.
One, two, Freddy's Shut up. Coming Shut for up. You. I mean, there was a weird kid involved. There's a weird guy with his burnt face.
It's like based on a character that Clive Barker saw in real life.
I mean, honestly, it's the scariest of
do
the
you
scary.
Know the story?
I do know this. I only because I had a roommate who was obsessed with horror movies, so okay, he would
I'm
tell
gonna,
it to me like it was so
I'm
fun.
Tell
I was like,
you guys, and she'll act like she doesn't know it, but
it so terrifies me.
Clive Barker, I think he was like a teenager or something like that, was really into like writing horror and stuff like that. He lived like in Philly or something. He lived like in
oh,
a city.
Yep. Yep,
and
yep.
He would look out his window, and for a couple nights, he saw this guy in a hat, in a green and red striped yeah, like, sweater.
Trigger warning.
Standing down, like, waiting for the bus or whatever, like, waiting for this, like, something by this light. And he was watching the guy, wondering what he was doing, just had eyes on the guy. And then one night, the guy turns around and waves to him. He had known he was watching him the whole time. So the guy had been watching him. And I have chills right now. So that's his nightmare story. And then he terrified an entire generation of kids with that.
The story itself is so terrifying because the idea of staying awake literally is there. You don't even know because the idea of trying to stay awake when everyone else is awake is so hard. I'm like, just act like you're fine. And like one eye goes down and you're like, you can't fully sleep like that. And your two eyes go down. It's like, I have been so tortured by falling asleep first. And I'm like, I'm the first to die. Am I the Johnny Depp? Listen,
Yeah, listen, I haven't had sex down by the lake. I should be safe. I should be exempt. And all I'm doing here is a craft project.
Yeah.
And Freddie's going to get me now. Like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, you're
right?
not looking for it. No. My friend Danelle back there, she would get, I was so wasted on her. Like, not wasted. Like, I was such a bad choice for a sleepover for her because she was so nice to want me there, but I was like, I'm a sleepover cooler. Like,
yeah.
She's like, you know what we need to do?
I didn't mean to say yeah.
She goes, let's watch Freddy Krueger. And I'm like, because it didn't matter if we were watching it for a second time, it was equally
Girl,
scary.
I don't want to watch it now.
Yeah. She's like, let's watch Freddy Krueger over again, eat Doritos, and then let's go outside and look for where weird noises are coming from. I'm like, you know what? I got a life to live, and I am not you. Simply,
have
this
you paid
is the,
attention in
paid
any
attention.
Film?
These are
that
cautionary
is,
tales.
Yeah, that is.
These are cautionary tales. I'm not going.
You know what
gets I'm
you
not
killed in a horror movie. Hubris.
Hubris and horniness.
Yeah, horniness.
And trying to run. Like, yeah. Dumb moves. Like,
house that's empty.
No,
Those
house that's
the
empty.
Three, the three H's.
Babysitting.
Of getting murdered.
Don't be the babysitter. Don't be the babysitter. You I'm what? Not going down with the ship, man.
Don't you ever walk up to a window that's lit on the outside and
dark
on
the inside.
Outside because they
no.
see right in there.
They see right in there.
It's Draw those the lines way. To make sure everything's locked.
You're opening the door. That guy's appearing in the window.
1,000%.
And we all see it. And you're going down.
Especially
no. way.
Don't babysit at the house that's like an old farm that's next to an abandoned amusement park. And you just heard on the radio on the drive over that there's a killer escape from the home for the criminally insane. We know.
That's foreshadowing. And if they don't ever use your name, like the people that hired you as a babysitter, you are so small in this story, they're just going to kill you off. It is by design.
Before the credits begin.
Literally. They're like,
no.
Okay, we'll be back at 10. Bye. Have a good time. You're done. I remember like being at Brandy's house and like, again, watching scary movies. And they were so graphic for graphic's sake.
Yeah.
But of all of them, Freddy Krueger was the one that I was like, this one's gonna stick with me.
Mark, I know.
I don't even know what a strong second would be other than I thought 7 was scary as hell. But,
oh, God.
I think I was just more like...
You know what they're watching now? I'm sure they're watching all the Saws and stuff like that. Those will mess you up. I can't even go into a parking garage anymore. Like,
man.
Yeah.
I just think, what is VidCon? Scare Screams? They're going to do jump screams.
Oh, where people.
Like, people are really quiet. And he's like, I know a jump scream's coming. And I was like, well, you know what? I have no bladder control. So two scary things are going to happen.
I am one with my anxiety disorder right now. I don't watch anything scary.
I do.
Sometimes House Hunters is a little bit too much for me because I know they're going to make the wrong decision.
This is a scary North Carolina ranch style with a questionable den.
You know what? I have a hot flash.
Okay, great.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Holly S. She messaged about something else and then got into a little sidebar, which I love this.
It's my favorite.
Really, really busy at work. Okay. So I'm a tech support rep in customer support. I just want you to know, this has nothing to do with the point of this, but I'm going to read it because I just love your messages. This isn't a hot flash. This is a mom box.
Well, you know, they wrap into one sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
A hot mom.
Okay.
Flashbox.
A dear friend of mine introduced me to your YouTube channel years ago when my teenager was little. On the days I felt the worst mom ever, you had my back. The Spanx and body hair episodes are still my favorite. My husband and I were in bed late, one exhausted night, but wanted to watch a little TV before we passed out, and I got him to watch your live stand-up show on Amazon. He loved it, especially the part where you two return to stage in your underwear. His jaw dropped. My, in parentheses, handsome husband.
His wiener dropped.
Is very body shy and has never been comfortable with his body. He's speechless through that part. And then he looks at me and just said, wow, they deserve mad respect. Ever since then, he's been more confident in his dad body. You guys don't just help the ladies. I think a bunch of husbands and dads look up to you too. And maybe we've never gotten a better compliment than that. Oh, now, Kristen.
There's a lot I'm thinking about. I'm like,
she's unpacking a lot over here.
I'm like, no, then,
what she's unpacking is which one of us looked like a dad bod to you? And it's me. No, it's me.
My favorite is he's like, man, they earned mad respect. I'm like, what about just like, well, they're hot. Why? They shouldn't.
Yeah.
No one's ever like.
My hat's off to the bravery that required to be seen in your
they're
underwear.
Never like, you guys are, it's
they're
not
like
funny
fine.
Because you're too attractive. You know what I mean? It's always like, whoa. Hats off to you, ladies.
And also my hat's off to that shapewear that held it together through that entire dance routine. Wow. Impressive.
I love that we make dads feel better about their bodies too.
Yeah.
We're just universe. I'm like, what did I show?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Don't he was
like,
down.
That short one's really broad across the shoulders. And that tall one, she could throw a mean punch. I get the feeling. That's the.
And both of us are good at sleepovers. I'm just saying. Did we podcast?
I think we podcasted.
Did we podcast? We're going to make Freddy Krueger our hot flash for weird reasons. Okay,
that sucks.
He sucks. I know. But you know what? The parties were fun.
We'll see you next time.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.